in the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the role of the Nasi, whose job it is, who is the Moshe Rabbeinu of this generation, the idea that we have, basically, I mean, if you step back and you think about it for a minute, right, we know that Egypt was a place, Chazal tell us, that no slave ever ran away from Egypt. For hundreds and hundreds of years, not one single slave ever got away. So it's considered basically, it's considered basically the ultimate prison, Mitzrayim, based on normal the normal reality as we know it, as they knew it then. It's basically impossible to get out. It's just not possible. So when we talk about that, the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in achieving the impossible, both on a very practical level, the impossible of actually getting them out, but similarly on a much deeper spiritual level, we understand the spiritual significance of going out of Egypt. The idea that transforming the world sometimes seems to us impossible. Sometimes even just dealing with the everyday worldly affairs, which are even permitted activities, sometimes it just seems like too much to expect that every single thing I do should be for the sake of heaven, and every single thing in the world, I have to look at it as a way and a means and an opportunity. How can I transform this into something that is hospitable and expressive of Torah and mitzvahs and of God and the divine reality? But certainly when we look at the forces that oppose godliness, it seems, and it's not, it's the reason why it seems that way is because it is that way. It seems impossible because it is, strictly speaking, from a purely natural standpoint, it is absolutely impossible. It's impossible to transform the whole world. So when we talk about that this is actually our job, it's the job of each and every Jew to bring the Geula. So what we have to understand, acknowledge, recognize, and process and internalize, is the idea that we're not operating simply with our own koichos. The fact that you look at a situation, you say that based on my understanding of the conscious awareness of the koichos that I have, this situation is impossible. That doesn't mean you can't do anything about it. It just means that it feels impossible because, yeah, from the perspective of the natural order of things, it is actually impossible. Just as it was actually impossible for a slave to get out of Egypt. It was. It wasn't theoretically impossible. It was actually impossible. But it's with the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the power of the Moshe Rabbeinu in each generation. And obviously, when we talk about the Moshe Rabbeinu as the final Redeemer, as expressed in through Mashiach, the point is that the whole point is you need to recognize and understand and acknowledge, even if you can't really understand, the idea that you are, what's happening here is that you, me, all of us, we are given the power to do the impossible. So a person looks at a situation and says, hey, this is impossible. What's the normal reaction to a situation when you see a situation that is impossible? The normal reaction to a situation that is impossible is you say, okay, forget it. It's impossible. Don't do it. Can't be done. The whole point of understanding the whole process of redemption is to understand that that's exactly what redemption is. It's exactly what all the miracles that we ever experienced in the past, and the Rebbe says especially in that time, in Tavshin and Aleph, when we just experienced the miracles of Lamaki Mitzrayim of Chareyim, where the nations of the world went to war against Saddam Hussein and fought their own in order to protect, on some level, in order to protect the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw all those tremendous miracles, and especially, and we know that those miracles are associated with the redemption, as the Chazal said about, described this war, and said that at the time of this war, Mashiach stands on the roof of the Beis Hamikdash and says, "Humble ones, the time of your redemption has arrived." The idea is that when we see impossible events occurring, It's not just this that we should say, oh wow, that's amazing. But what happens when a miracle happens and we say, oh wow, that's amazing, is a week later, a month later, a year later, it fades. When you see the miraculous, it's very easy to get excited about it at the time. But what happens is ultimately it fades and you go back to business as usual. And business as usual, all of a sudden the impossible seems impossible again. The whole idea of all these miracles and the fact that we say that built into the month of Nisan, that it is a month of redemption, is a month of miracles. And that these miracles and this redemption is directly associated with the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the idea that when you see the impossible, that's when you need to start getting to work. It looks impossible. Oh, okay. Now I know what the job is.